This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese state media now says in Thursday editorials that the move by the United States government to shut down China's consulate in Houston as an attempt to blame Beijing for an American failure ahead of president elections in November. The United States said Wednesday it had given China 72 hours to close the consulate to protect American intellectual property and Americans' private information. The decision marked a dramatic escalation of tensions between the world's two biggest economies and fresh accusations. This is of federal espionage in the United States and calls for U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for a new global coalition against Beijing. According to U.S. filings in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, it's also alleging that a Chinese researcher accused of visa fraud and concealing ties to the military is now holed up in China's consulate in San Francisco. The fittings and filings show over Chinese researchers at U.S. universities have also been arrested for visa fraud. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he will send federal agents in the cities of Chicago and Albuquerque to keep and help combat rising crime as he runs for re-election under a law and order mantle. Mr. Trump is painting some Democratic-led cities as out of control. The decision to dispatch federal agents to American cities is playing out in American politics as a country quickly approves Election Day just 4 months away. This is VOA News. Globally, there have been more than 621,000 deaths from COVID-19 and more than 143,000 of those in the United States. Confirmed infections exceeds 15 million, with the United States looking at about 4 million of them, adding that Brazil's more than 2 million infections, and the two countries hold well more than a third of the world's coronavirus infections. Labs across the U.S. are buckling under a surge of coronavirus tests, creating long processing delays that experts say undercut the pandemic response. The bottlenecks are creating problems for workers kept off the job while they wait for results. Hundreds of nursing homes struggling to keep the virus out for the labs themselves. Some labs are taking weeks to return the COVID-19 results, exacerbating the fears that people without symptoms could be spreading the virus if they do not isolate while they can. Southwest Airlines will soon test thermal cameras to spot travelers who are running a fever, a symptom of COVID-19. The test will start in early August at Dallas Love Field and run 1 to 3 months. City and airline officials said Wednesday that's in the first phase of the test. Temperature readings will not be tied to individuals. Instead, the idea is to evaluate the cameras, where they should be placed, and how thermal screening could affect the slow and flow of traffic at security checkpoints. Southwest says it will decide later on additional funding. There have been U.S. presidents who failed to take aggressive action to end racism or supported policies that further oppress Black Americans. In fact, many presidents, including the nation's first, George Washington, owned slaves. But still, the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is labeling U.S. President Donald Trump the country's first racist president. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee's comments came Wednesday in response to a questioner mentioning the president's referring to the coronavirus as the China virus. Biden said that we've had racists and they've existed. They've tried to get elected president. He is the first one. And that Mr. Trump responded by saying that he'd done more for Black Americans than any other president. The exception would be Abraham Lincoln. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.